This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, this week's entry is for those of you who have purchased and by now decorated a live Christmas tree with designs on planting that tree in your landscape setting post-holiday. With some input on achieving that successfully now, Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Istone. And this approach of celebrating the holidays, Greg, with a live Christmas tree, then adding it to your home landscape, tremendous idea.
It is. It's a good way to add to your landscape and maybe in an affordable way since it's kind of doing two things at once. One of the items about a live plant in the home is, you know, that's a different environment for it. And so we don't really want to extend that time period. So if you can only bring it in for a few days, use the decorations, but then get it ready to go back outside. And it's going to take a little acclimation to the temperature changes. So probably after Christmas, hopefully a day or two, you'll move it to the garage to kind of acclimate it to the outdoors so that it can survive the change of environments.
And while it's in fact, still indoors, of course, you want to care for it appropriately. Keep that ball watered as you can, right?
Yeah, you'll just have to monitor that probably on at least a daily basis to make sure that root ball stays moist. And so, you know, it does have the moisture it needs. It's not a stress plant going out into the environment.
While that tree's still indoors for that short duration, one can, though, go ahead and dig the hole for that planting anytime.
That's a great idea, just in case the weather does change quickly on us, which it can. So I'd go ahead and get the spot definitely picked out and then prepare the hole simply by digging it. You can either cover the hole up with a tarp, or if you're using a wheelbarrow, bring that in so your soil doesn't freeze up on you, so it makes it easier for planting when it can be done.
And just a reminder about the scale of that hole in comparison to the root ball itself, how big it needs to be.
Well, we always like to go wider if you can, at least the size of your root ball. But the wider you make that hole or at least loosen up the soil, the better it's going to be. Now, we do want to make sure we're not planting that plant deeper or that it will settle and get deeper because those roots definitely need the oxygen. So do need to do some measurement as far as your root ball size, depth, and make that same depth of a hole or even a little bit raised up. Generally works for most of our soils. But if you can loosen the ground around that hole, that would help as well.
So standard planting procedures, place the tree, backfill the hole, mulch, stake, all of it?
Yeah, depending on the size of your tree, on the staking aspect of it, but a good watering in will be important, and probably that mulch is really good. Insurance policy, a couple inches of some coarse material over the root ball and the area that you might have loosened up to kind of just keep the soil at more of a uniform temperature for that plant.
Greg, is it a wise idea once that tree is in place to fertilize it? Is that necessary at this stage of the season?
I wouldn't worry about adding anything to your watering or your planting hole. Typically, our soils have lots of nutrients for our woody plants. If you did a soil test and there's a lacking, then yes, that would be the answer of whether you add something. But typically, there's not a problem at all. And if you're wanting it to grow a little bit faster, maybe in a few springs from now, you could go ahead and add some nitrogen to get a little more growth out of it. But typically, our soils are just fine with the nutrients.
Christmas Day or day after, get that tree out into the garage or other outbuilding, let it acclimate to that change in temperature for 2 or 3 days, and then outdoors you go?
Yeah, probably 2 or 3 days would be good. Again, it kind of depends on our weather conditions and what you have available. But, yeah, you're wanting to get that in the ground so that that root zone can be buffered with the existing soil that'll be around it.
It'll be a Christmas gift that'll last a long, long while in your landscape if you go about it correctly. That is, planting a live Christmas tree. Greg, thanks as always. We appreciate the comments.
It's my pleasure, and hope everybody has a happy holidays.
And likewise to you and yours. Greg Istone there, Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent on this Plantorama. Produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.